This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're so
stressed.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us all this coffee.
Yes, I'm so excited, actually, to have some beautiful coffee from 8:30. And these beautiful cups.
Yeah, we do love the 8:30 little cups.
They're pretty gorgeous.
I might leave you a couple then.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Treat. The gifts never stop with Charlie. This is awesome. Okay, we're doing a bit of cup tasting today. Tell us what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah, so this weekend we're sponsoring the Cup Tasters competition on the Sunday. It's at the Tuesday Club, so come down if you're around. But I thought for This Is How We Brew It this morning, we'd do a mini version with you guys live on air.
Test our tasting abilities.
You've both got three coffees in front of you.
In a dream.
Two of the...
Sorry, guys.
Two are the same.
Yeah. Okay.
One's different.
Okay.
You've got a cupping spoon as well.
Which is sort of
this can be good for tasting it. So this is kind of how we taste coffee in the industry.
Yep.
Because when we brew it for cupping, there can be grinds in the bottom. So we just want to fish off the top bit and slurp it.
It's like a tiny ladle for those listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite cute.
It's quite dangerous.
The louder noise you can make, kind of the better. Usually.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Are we radio purposes or for coffee tasting purposes?
In general.
Both. Okay.
Are we just going to dive straight into it?
Do you Are we supposed to pick the cup up or just like...
I would leave them. If you're going to use the cupping spoons, then yeah, no need to pick up the
cupping spoon. Okay.
All right, well, should
I'm
we do...
For the first
are you
going
to go three and then I'll go or...?
We're off.
Okay. Does it taste like coffee?
It's quite chocolatey, that one.
Okay.
Wait,
should I do one or are you going to do all three? I think you do all three.
I do all three, okay.
But have a bit of water in between maybe so it cleans your
palate. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Nice.
The blind confidence I'm employing in this exercise.
Okay, first one tasted chocolatey, Millie. So.
That tasted like water.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's always good when that happens. Okay.
Great.
Oh, that one tasted different.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, so the third one, you have to see whether it tastes more like the first one or the second one.
That one tasted like biscuits.
Oh, okay. Are you going to cleanse your palate again? Or?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's not a bad call. Thank you for parenting me through this, Rosetta. Okay, so good old H2O, that one. Okay, third and final. Okay, that one tasted kind of the same as that one.
So the second two tasted the same, the first one was different, you think?
The first one was different.
Okay, shall I go and then you'll
totally
tell us who's right? Can you remember what Millie said?
Yeah, I would.
So
yeah.
That one's different.
I would go as, you go as well. Usually it's good to kind of go back and forth.
Oh, sorry.
I mucked up the rhythm.
No,
just go for it. You can taste them all as much as you want till you're kind of confident that one of them's different.
Okay.
What are you getting from that, Queen?
Tastes like coffee. Delicious.
Tastes like coffee, yep. Great.
That one's, I don't know.
I'm going to
start
just...
But you can keep slurping yours. It's quite a lot of pressure doing this on live radio, you know?
Yeah, usually people go back and forth a lot. If one doesn't obviously jump out, then... You'd kind of taste them both side by side. And
yeah, but you've slightly stitched us up here. You said you got the most contrasting coffees you could.
That's good.
I think is really
I've
kind.
Made it as easy as possible.
You're a kind human being, Charlie.
So hopefully you get it.
What are you getting from the second?
Okay, first one, I just went back to the first one after the second one. And I'm definitely getting a bit more of a fruity vibe from that one.
Now they all taste different.
This is really hard.
Oh no! And now,
are you really good at this? Like, do you get lots of them right?
Yeah, I'd back myself.
Yeah,
because you've been making coffee for yonks now.
Yeah, and drinking lots of coffee.
Oh wow! Okay, so the first two, I was like really getting thrown because I was like, they just. Both taste quite similar, and I don't know. And then I just had the third one. I was like, that's definitely different.
Okay, cool.
So I feel a lot better.
Push it to one
I don't
side.
Know if I could really tell you
oh, no.
what it tastes like.
No.
What I'm getting.
I'm royally confused, Charlie. I don't know
I'm getting more sort of. I'm getting more sort of funkiness from this third one. Like okay, I definitely, cool. It's sort of a that bit more, sense. A bit more out there.
Yeah, that would make sense for sure.
Yes. It's a bit more out there, whereas the other two, it's what I'd expect from a filter coffee, like a little bit fruity, a little bit sort of chocolatey. But this one's definitely got some funk to it, like it's some.
Cool.
Can I guess whether it's like a natural or like a.
Yeah.
Natural fermentation or like anaerobic situation.
Yeah. It's from a country. Maybe you could try and guess the country. Well, or you want to do the process. You can do the process.
I don't know. It's got funk to it though. I kind of like it, but I think I'd prefer these two. But I definitely know that one's different. Am I right?
Have a look underneath.
Oh God. What if I'm not right? That would be embarrassing, eh?
Oh, is he one with the dot on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, got it right.
Wait, the one with the dot is different?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right. Okay, sick. Awesome.
Your breakfast host, approved. We're so good at this.
We're qualified to talk about coffee every morning.
Yeah, nice. So two of them are our classic blend.
Yes, they tasted super chocolatey.
Kind of the darkest one we have. Yeah, yeah. Super chocolatey and kind of quite rich,
molasses.
Full-bodied. Yeah. Mm. And then,
Okay.
Yeah.
Molasses?
Sorry, I'm just all of a sudden morphing into an expert.
And then the other ones are Kenya.
Wow.
It's a single origin Kenya, so kind of.
When you told me to guess which country, I was going to say Ethiopia.
Yeah, cool. So they're super similar, very like floral and red currants. And
look at us go.
So why am I getting funkiness from this?
Shouldn't be that funky, but maybe the funky is like the acidity and the complexity and the fruits.
Yep.
Maybe, because there is quite a lot of fruits. And compared to the classic, they're super different. Ends of the spectrum, really.
I probably expect more chocolate from coffee in general.
Yeah.
And that one, you don't really get it at all. Yeah. If anything, it's almost a tiny bit like nutty.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a chocolatey, creamy sort of like situation.
Makes me want a Scotch finger.
Ah.
Sorry.
Okay.
That could just be me being hungry.
Very good.
It tastes good, though.
Well, this was
nice,
fine.
So you both smashed it.
Yes!
That's
cool. Oh, thank you, Charlie.
100%.
Sorry. I'm going to let this go straight to my head. I'm going to forget everyone who helped me get here.
95 FM Breakfast Cupping Champions.
Forget your roots, my friends.
So we're actually doing something on Sunday, in between the kind of first round and the finals.
Mm.
We'll be running our flavour challenge, which is kind of the public's opportunity to do what you guys have just done. So
test your knowledge.
Yeah, we'll have four different filter coffees, and we'll have a tray with some taste descriptors. So it's not actually picking out the odd one. Ooh. It's lining up the flavors with the correct description.
Oh, that's a bit harder, isn't
it? It's a little bit harder, yeah.
So front of us is this sort of like plastic cutout, which has got the flavour notes written under each circle, and so you'll have to taste four different coffees and then match them to the right ones.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the idea.
That sounds really hard. I'm glad you didn't make us do that.
Yeah, I thought we'd start off here.
Yeah, we'll start here. Maybe next week if we're feeling bold and ready.
I've drunk a fair bit of coffee.
I need to train a little bit. I actually...
Yeah.
So this is the classic blend, did you say?
Yeah.
It's actually really delicious as a filter. I kind of thought that would be best as an espresso, but I really like that as a filter.
Yeah, I guess it can be brewed as a filter. It's just kind of, it depends how you brew it, I guess. This one's brewed as a pour over, so it kind of gives it a bit less body than it would have, obviously. But you still get kind of the chocolatey notes, and it's pretty well balanced. I think if someone was kind of not that into single origins, but they were, say, camping or something, and they had the classic and they brewed it as a filter, it would still, they'd love it.
Yeah, so true. This Kenya is like feeling as though, I mean, I like it, but I'm not a huge filter connoisseur, and it's quite, it feels like it could be a bit of an acquired taste for people.
See, that's we're completely different here because I've almost honed through all of the Kenyan. It's really nice.
It's not really what you would expect from
it's
a
so
normal
bright.
Coffee. Kind of if you just ordered a coffee and someone gave you that, you'd probably be a bit shocked. But if you're looking to try something a bit different, then
that's very
good
kind
stuff,
of you
team.
To give us the most contrasting beans you could find. I was really worried when I did the first two and I was like, oh my God, they're so similar. But they were actually the same.
Yeah, cool.
Wonderful. Wait, so, sorry, one more time, the tasting notes of the Kenya?
It's kind of red currants, red
rambutan.
Fruits. Yeah.
It is giving ribena a little bit.
Yeah, which that's very typical of kind of the region.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, it's so yummy. And our bane of the week is yet another single origin, the Papua New Guinea one.
Mm. Yeah, that's right, the Papua New Guinea, which we will be brewing on the Sunday as well. We've got a few little... So we're going to do a nitro flash brew.
Oh, it'll be so cool as a nitro. Cool.
Yeah. Nitro is like really strong, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, it's like... it is stronger. It's like a cold brew, but thicker. Because pump it with nitrogen and then it gets kind of the creaminess to it. So it's a black coffee, but it almost feels like it's got milk in it.
Nice.
Which is cool.
And the Papua New Guinea is pretty amazing. It's got tasty notes of black cherry jam, citrus, and chocolate liqueur. We had it as a filter.
At the Tuesday Club.
And it was delicious. Just, like, the fruit is so heavy in it.
Yeah. Hot juice, eh? It's, like, delish.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much juice.
It's like hot juice.
Yeah. For sure. That gets you caffeinated. So, so win.
Win. Everyone, if you want to win a bag of the 830 Papua New Guinean Kinding Single Origin, it's relatively new and pretty limited time it'll be running for, or is it around for a little while?
Yeah, it won't be around for that long. We've kind of got some new ones lined up to come through, and there's not that much stock of this one or the Kenya left, so they'll be moving on pretty quick.
Mm. Awesome. Well, everyone, if you want to win a bag of that, you know the drill. Text in tukupatui mai rima toru iwa rima 5395 with your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. Mm. And we're going to draw a winner on Friday. So you've got all week to enter in to win a bag of that. And if you like the sound of the Kenyan Single Origin or the Classic Blend or anything else that 830 has on offer, of course, you can head to their website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off.
The Kenyan's real good.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Nice. I think I'm leaning more towards the classic, but that's the good thing about us is we really balance each other out, eh?
Yeah, we're like yin
and yang. We cover our bases.
Totally.
What's your favourite of the 830 beans at the moment, Charlie? Does it change a lot?
And it kind of depends how I'm drinking it, really, as well. Mm-hmm. But kind of as a filter, I really like the Kenya. Yeah. I really like Kenyan coffees in general.
It's really interesting.
You two have the same tastes.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
We've got a track from Papua New Guinea.
We sure do. And everyone, of course, can head on down this Sunday to the Tuesday Club.
Yeah, completely free. Come along. The coffee tasting's free too. Yeah, if you've got no plans, definitely come down.
Awesome. Get caffeinated. I'm going to be freaking jumping off the walls when I scull all these coffees. Yes, we got a track from Papua New Guinea. This is the one from George Talek, and it's called Iamagit. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
I can't wait for our next showdown, Millie.
Yeah. I think we both got it in the bag.
I think we might be super tasters.
Yeah.
Would you say so?
That way.
Oh, I think there's potential.
There's potential. There's potential, you guys.
Oh, Charlie, you're too kind to us.
was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.